Welcome back to Yahoo Finance Live. I'm Jared Blickery. Bitcoin managed to punch above 50,000, though it's trading just under it right now. And we have a lot going on today. Gary Gensler is taking the hot seat in front of the House Financial Services Committee to talk, among other things, Bitcoin regulation. And to help break down everything for us is Emily Parker. She is the CoinDesk Global Macro Editor and CoinDesk TV anchor. Emily, thanks for joining us here. First, I want to start out with a chart. This is on the Wi-Fi Interactive, if we can pull that up. This is a two-month chart of Bitcoin, and we are just under 50,000. We can see we broke through this negative trend line here, and that was last week after that infrastructure vote was delayed, and that contained a key provision that was kind of antithetical to cryptocurrency, say many of the people in the industry. I'm just wondering if you can kind of break down what you're seeing right now that's causing the price to rise.
Well, I think what's really interesting is how the price is rising in spite of a lot of regulatory trends that many would see as negative. The main one, of course, is the crackdown happening in China. This is an ongoing crackdown. But as you mentioned, the U.S. infrastructure bill contains a provision related to crypto taxes that many in the crypto industry feel would be absolutely disastrous for crypto in the United States. We don't know what's going to happen with the infrastructure bill, but as of now, there's no evidence that that crypto tax provision that people don't like, there's no evidence that it's going to be changed. So we have this quote unquote disastrous provision in the infrastructure bill. We have China cracking down on crypto even more than before, and we have Bitcoin rising. So I think this is a very bullish sign. It shows that Bitcoin is becoming more resistant to government regulation.
Can you elaborate on the China crackdown a bit more? I mean, we keep using the word crackdown. The reality is the Chinese government has been really clamping down on the space for years now. It feels like there's a bit of a divide in the guests that we've had on, at least. We talk about the impact on this. I mean, how big of a deal is this really when you consider how much of the crypto trade is concentrated in China or actually has already moved out of the space?
That's a great point, and you're absolutely right that this is China's crackdown is part of a much larger narrative. This is nothing new. China, for a long time, has been very wary of cryptocurrency and wary of cryptocurrency trading while embracing blockchain technology to a certain degree. So this is all part of that same narrative. But there's no question that China's crackdown is getting more severe. Its crackdown on domestic mining, for example, has been very intense. And also, they're closing a lot of the loopholes that people used for trading inside of China. So even though in 2017, China cracked down on cryptocurrency exchanges, there were still many ways to trade cryptocurrency within China. And China does appear to be closing some of those loopholes now.
Well, also on the regulatory front, front and center are stable coins, a lot of controversy surrounding them about not only what they're backed by, but potentially the central bank of the United States, the Federal Reserve, coming in, issuing its own digital coin. What's the overview on this situation right now?
Right. So there are two different things that are happening on the stablecoin front. One is this report that the Biden administration is looking to regulate stablecoin issuers the way that they regulate banks. So this will definitely make stablecoin issuers subject to much more regulatory scrutiny. We don't know a lot of details about this yet. It could actually be a good thing for the crypto economy because stablecoins are so important and there's so much questioning and distrust about whether these stable coins are really backed as they say that they are. So that's something that appears to be coming. The other thing is, yes, the Fed will be issuing a review looking at the risks and opportunities of issuing a central bank digital currency or a digital dollar. And, you know, the U.S. is relatively slow on this compared to China, which is moving very quickly to issue a central bank digital currency. So, you know, these are two very interesting things that are happening on the stablecoin front.
A lot to stay on top of, keeping you busy there. Emily Parker, always good to talk to you, joining us from CoinDesk.